Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my beautiful people. Anytime where they hear me, so I truly salute. I welcome us to another episode of our podcast, Pidgin Lawyer. And my name still remains CVC Atiheka. Today we'll continue our talk on the different courts within Naija and the matter we discuss them they handle. On our last talk, we've been talking about the high courts and the matter we've been they do. And I tell you now, for that episode, say the next court where we go look at the Federal High Court. So today we go they look at the Federal High Court and the National Industrial Court and the matter where these two courts they handle. So just like for the last episode, where I've been divided them into two segments, now so we go do this one today too, so that the thing no go too plenty and I no go to understand with you at the talk. On top of our first segment, we will talk about Federal High Court, and then on our second segment, we will look at the National Industrial Court. So we will start with the Federal High Court. The Federal High Court, now one of those courts with the other section 6 sub 5 of the 1999 Constitution, the Constitution say make it day, Naija. And this court, the Federal Court, waiting at me be say, it belongs to a federal government, the government of Nigeria, not be states that get the courts, the federal government get them. And under section 249 of the 1999 Constitution talks, they made this court day for every state for Nigeria. So, Federal High Court, almost every state where you go, Federal High Court day. And then section 251 sub 1a to 1r list all the matter where the courts go they do, and also section 251 sub 2 can talk about the kind of matter where Federal High Court fee do. So Federal High Court, as I talk, not be state courts. Now federal government get them with government of Nigeria. Now them create the court, and the kind of matter we go there. Now matter we relate to the federal government, federal high court. Could not be any kind of matter now you they carry go federal high court. As we talk, section 251 sub 1a to r, and section 251 sub 2. Don't talk the kind of matter where we feel carry go this court. So we go they look at those matter where Constitution talks they made and carry go the court. So the first one where Constitution talk for the A part, the first one be say they connected to money where government they collect from organization. That one they call them say revenue, and then that section to say anything where concern revenue where government they collect and person get wahala on top of the money, and maybe they won't carry government go court. Now Federal High Court then go carry the matter go. Then also money where companies for Nigeria, all these people where get company for Nigeria where they do things. You know, say if they do business for Nigeria and you register your company, you suppose they pay one money to government where they call tax. So any wahala where they concerning tax for Nigeria, and anybody, you know, say even us, we suppose they pay tax to government. So any issue where they with tax, now Federal High Court go hear that matter. And then also anything where they related to custom and all the money where then they collect, or where people they collect on top things where people they carry, all those things, all the money, if you want carry things go outside Nigeria, or you carry things come inside Nigeria, you know, all those money where they put anything custom related, now Federal High Court now go handle them. And then any matter where they where now between two banks, for instance ABC Bank versus XYZ Bank, now Federal High Court then go handle that matter. That is matter where federal wey na two bank, not be bank and customer, two banks. If they get any problem or with central bank, then get wahala with central bank and they want me then settle one. Now federal high courts them go. Now remember say I told say state high courts get power to hear matter between customer and banker relationship. So it did different from this one where they thought say if two bank get wahala, this one are the bank themselves, not be with their customer, now the bank themselves get problem. If problem did like that, then only federal high court fee hear that matter. They no fee carry and go state high court. State high court no go here because constitution don't talk say now federal high court go hear this matter. And here now, if constitution don't say person now this court you go or any law where national assembly do just in this court nine person go go, when I know if you go court, go tell court, say court, we want to make you hear our matter. Us now your court, we won't come. No, you not people not fit do. Now not fit go tell court, say court get power to hear on our matter. The court will tell you, say in get power to hear your matter. And if you don't get power to hear your matter, you go carry the matter go. You go say make them carry the matter go the right court. So we will continue. So the next one way. We next matter where federal high court they do now anything where they, you know, say I don't talk about companies and say if companies get wahala na federal high court then go and then these companies now before they form them it get one law, one book where if anything they, if they want even appoint secretary, if they want appoint director for your company, you go look within that book talk and they call that book Company and Allied Matters Act. So now constitution can talk say if any wahala day for the operation of this Company and Allied Matters Act or any law where they don't bring, see, make you replace some more, make you replace how this law go the control company for Nigeria. If any wahala day, now federal high court go carry them go. And then another matter again, now anything where they related to copyright, patents, designs, trademarks, passing off, industrial design, business name, commercial, industrial monopolies, combine all those things. For instance, now you they do business, you get name, another person can they use that name and you don't register the name and you even get trademark or copyright, you get book, all those things, and then another person won't come use your name, your trademark. If you won't go court, go say make this person not use your business name again or this trademark on your own, you don't do and you don't register on your own, the proper court where you will go to go stop this person now federal high court. And then another matter now anything where they related to water, shipping, any wuru federal federal port authority, all of these people they carry load on top water ship, any wahala where them get na federal high court then go. Then another one, anything where they related to citizenship, you know, whether you be person, you be Niger person, abi you not be Niger person, or they want you not be Niger person, you can't enter Niger, or your passport, anything where they related to passport and visa, if any wahala they na federal high court go settle up. Then all this company where they owe person money, maybe a company borrow money from you, you can't discover at the end of the day say they don't get money to pay, and you won't say make them pay you this money by force, make them know how they go do, and maybe they go sell assets of their company or anything. If you won't do that kind of thing, now federal high court you go. And any matter where they related to our aircraft, the plane, all those things na federal high court. Then anything where they related to arms, ammunition and explosive like gun, any matter where they related like you carry this gun, you're not supposed to use gun, the way to the hair, all those things, or you they produce gun for Nigeria and they no license you, all those wahala na Federal High Court. Then anything related to drugs too and poison, Federal High Court. Mines and minerals, including oil fields, oil mining, geographical, geological survey and natural gas, all those one na Federal High Court. Then weight and measures, administration of or the management and control of federal government or its agencies. Federal High Court now go settle now. Okay, federal, who supposed to the head this ministry? This ministry not be so they're supposed to the minister, all those anywhere land, and Federal High Court then go handle them. And then Federal High Court, they do, if we look from section 1, section 251, sub 1A to 1R, it lists all those matter with them well. Then Constitution also to say Federal High Court will do civil and criminal. Of course, then they do civil and criminal. And I don't tell you now what it be the meaning of civil and criminal matter. I don't differentiate for now. Then also section 250, section 251 sub 2 contract say Federal High Court nine go get power to hear any matter where they related to treason. Treason now that one where government they and you won't bring war against that government. You as a citizen, as a person of that country, you want to make them overthrow that government, make the government not take power again. You won't bring guru for the government so that they will come out. That one are treason. If then catch anybody where they do that kind of thing, now Federal High Court now go hear the matter. So all these things where the constitution saying and all this matter where I don't list, so now Federal High Court get power to do. They can also talk say if they do their power now waiting this constitution to say they go do, or anything way act of National Assembly to say make them do. Constitution can also talk say Federal High Court get the power of State High Court. So Federal High Court get the power of State. Waiting this one mean be say their power not the same. The power where Federal High Court get now the same power nine High Court get, but it just be say Federal High Court now federal government now them now their own matter then they will be here for them. And then State High Court too, Constitution don't talk the kind of matter where State High Court will do. So now as we don't finish with Federal High Court, as I don't tell you now the kind of matter where Federal High Court they do, we go move to National Industrial Court. If we look the kind of matter where National Industrial Court will be handle for our next segment, we're gonna stay with us. We'll continue as I talk. This one at the second segment for where we go look at the matter, the kind of matter we National Industrial Courts feed to for Nigeria. You know, so for our first segment, we don't talk about the Federal High Court and their power to handle matter for Nigeria. I don't disturb the matter. So now we will continue and we will look at the National Industrial Court. The National Industrial Court too, they one among those courts where Constitution tells them make a day for Nigeria. And according to section 254A sub 1 of 1999 Constitution 2010 as amended for the Third Alteration Act 2010. Constitution tells a National Industrial Court go day for Nigeria. National Industrial Court, not be every state for Nigeria gets National Industrial. Some states get, you know, now new court with them do. no day every state yet, but every state suppose get them for Nigeria, and a federal court too. National Industrial Court and a federal court. And National Industrial Court na very special court, because these courts, their matter na strictly on employment. If they work related, if they really like any work with person they do, if you get issues for your place of work, maybe they sack you, then dismiss you, then they owe you salary, anything related to work, now only that in National Industrial Court they do. They know they do anything, they know they do civil and criminal matter. Their own power to hear matter for Nigeria, now only anything where they related to employment. Anything where they related to employment, or maybe all these union, trade union people, then do agreement, they don't want to implement a National Industrial Court. Even like all these strike actions which then they take, if government wants say okay, we make this thing no hold though, if they won't get order for court, the National Industrial Court then go get order. So we go look at waiting constitution to say make them free do and make them no free do. So for section 254c sub 1, constitution list all the matter where National Industrial Court fit do. Section 254c sub 1a to m, and then sub 2 and 3. Constitution, they don't talk waiting constitution fit do. And the first one now say anything where they will consign labor, employment, trade union, any matter where they arise from workplace, like condition of service including health, maybe leave, say you they entitled to leave, all those things, how they're supposed to treat you for your workplace, any issue where you get na National Industrial Court you go come. And then you know say as with the everybody where they work, it gets law where they say okay, now so now go do something, now so it's supposed to be, and now so we go conduct ourselves. So those laws then be Factory Act, Trade Dispute Act, Trade Union Act, Labor Act, Employee Compensation Act, all this law where I don't mention, so all these acts where I don't mention, so constitution to say if any matter come out from Factory Act, Trade Dispute Act, Trade Union Act, Labor Act, Employee Compensation Act, or any other act or law where they related to labor, employment, industrial relation, workplace, or any say if anything happen, we will now want to say okay, we don't understand what they talk for this thing. If now one go court, the National Industrial Court, and then anything where they related to order, say may then stop people, say may they no do strike, like I don't talk before. You know, say they could just say National Union of Transport Workers, they won't go strike. Or, you know, if government wants say okay, we don't want to make people go strike, if they won't go court, go collect order. We order na anything we court to say make you not do. Or make you do that one or other. So if they won't go get that kind of order, they don't feel go any other court. Now only National Industrial Court then feel go. Then anything where they related to interpretation I don't talk of fundamental human rights. We are telling our rights to life, all those things. So anything, any matter where they say they won't know waiting, they won't know how that chapter 5 for fundamental rights as it take concern employment, labor, now industrial relation, trade unionism, employee association, and any other matter where the court get jurisdiction to hear, that's judicial power, that one, the National Industrial Court, so they will come. And then anything where they related to katakata will come out from national minimum wage from the federal government, or any matter where they related to national minimum wage, na national industrial code then go come. Or any matter where they related to or connect to maybe unfair labor practice or international best practice in labor, employment and industrial relation. This one means say anything where for workplace now or where person they work, if they know they treat them well, maybe then they pay, they're supposed to they pay them 1,000 naira per hour if they work, they know they pay them well, or they just they suffer them for that place, they know they treat them well, they don't get maybe things like leave, they know they give them leave, they know they give them bonus, all those things, unfair, anything way no good, you say this thing not fair, no good though, you know they treat the person well like normal human being. So any problem we then get with that kind of one, na national industrial code the person will go. Then any matter, any wuru way they say that they look down on person, or the person won't, maybe person or girl or madam, they do say he won't sleep with the person for work, that one they call them sexual harassment. Or maybe apart from sleeping, they touch the person for parts of the body where you're not supposed to touch. All those problems, if person get that kind of problem for workplace, na national industrial court it will go. Then another one, na anything we contain say now one say okay, oh, for our place maybe we serve they do as other people they do for their workplace, how do they treat other workers for their workplace, international labor standards. So if you get any problem, the national industrial code then go. And then anything where they related to child labor, child abuse, human trafficking or any matter, national industrial code still get jurisdiction or power to hear them. You know, child labor, small picking, you carry a me go they do house help, or make it they sell for shop, they sell things for road, or they touch picking where you're not supposed to touch, they abuse picking, beat picking anyhow, inflicts maybe wound come up for the picking body, you know they allow, you know they give the picking food, they deny them food, you know even allow them go school, that one's not part of child abuse because then get rights to go school. If you don't allow them go school, maybe they stay for house, they do business, they say something that you they abuse them. And then human trafficking, maybe person you won't carry picking, small picking go make it go outside country, go they do work, small picking will never reach 18, that small picking you carry and say make it go. So if any kind wahala day, that kind wahala day, now go national industrial court. And then when people want to know within the agreement talk, agreement where now maybe they come together and say now so it would be, or then go somewhere they don't get katakata, and then they don't settle the thing, and then they don't understand within the agreement talk, the national industrial court will come in and help them. Then another matter with national industrial courts get power to do, now anything with they related or connected with disagreements from payment or non-payment of salaries, wages, pension, gratuities, allowance, benefit and any other entitlement of an employee, worker, political or public office holder, judicial office or any civil servant in part of the federation. And so waiting this one means say any problem where people get, where any worker get with in salary where they know they pay the person well, or pension, people where don't work finish, where they're supposed to be collect their pension, they know they pay them well, if they get any wahala, so the national industrial code will come. They don't talk on any employee, anybody, as long as you they worker, whether you be political person, these are politicians, to them too, public office holder, they work with civil service, or they work for courts, so anybody, as long as you be worker, if you get problem, you feel calm. Then it then talk plenty things day for day. But majorly, what I want people to understand is this court now only majorly now anything with you they related to work. All these trade union them, if they get problems, if they won't go court, if you get problems with them, now that court now will go to go settle them. Now if you go any other court. So National Industrial Court, a very special court. Their own not to deal with anything as regards employment. Then dismiss you for place of work, or then suspend you unnecessarily. After then call you back, then no one pay you. If you want collect orders, they may then pay you. Now National Industrial Court we go come. So we don't talk finish, we don't look within constitution talk. Now federal court constitution make provision for a for under section 200 and 254 a sub 1. Constitution don't talk see me this court day Niger. So my people, we don't finish this talk for federal and national industrial court. I sure say when I don't understand, the kind of matters with these two courts they handle for our country Nigeria. So we go pause for here, and then the next court we're going to talk about now the Supreme, now the Court of Appeal and the Supreme Court. Then we'll look at Sharia courts. So I appreciate you now, all of now they listen to us, all our listeners, we appreciate you now well. And thank you so that they take out time to listen to us. And then all of now where they support us, at least now they send us recharge cards, say take go for your podcast, make you buy that ad. We appreciate now when I say man who call your name and who will call. So before I end this podcast, I want to talk about something. Recently we notice say women they lost for Niger, and most times if they lost, not be just for Nigeria but for the world, if they lost like that, sometimes we thank God say we find them, nothing they happen to them. But in some cases it is very sad, say these women sometimes if they find them, now either they rape them, and sometimes or they go rape them and then they go kill them. I beg my beautiful people, if you see something suspicious, if you see say person this somewhere and you don't understand what thing they happen, I beg, talk. Especially our men, because most times now men they do this thing. So if you know say your fellow man they do this kind of thing, I beg, report her. Or you see say woman they with your fellow man and you know they comfortable, you know they happy, they cry or they shout, I beg, go rescue that woman. If you know go for people where you don't understand their worker, report them. May we be our sister's keeper. Because women, they play important role for our society. Women be our mothers, then be our sisters, then be our wife, then be our girlfriends, before them be our friends. I beg, may we look out for each other. Till we come next time again. My name is Nasibisi Atika. Make una still blessed. Bye.